there doing so well at what you do. Are there things you can do better? Oh, yeah. So let's talk about it right now. And I'll just remind you that we adjudicate effect and believability of your performance and its impact on the audience. We are just audience members with a pen or a pencil in our hand. And this sheet should reflect what it is you're doing well and what it is you're not doing as well in terms of vocally and visually interpreting the music you bring to the stage. You find its strengths, and then you share the emotions inherent in the music with me by using your tools of visual and vocal interpretation. And if you use those tools in equal strength, that's generally your best plan, the most effective plan. Song one, always 66, 64. Song two, Liar, 68, 70. So we're seeing similar things, a good, very good quality of singing. You know, there aren't that many choruses in the society that score this well. If you look at the overall chart of scores for choruses in the society, you're in an upper echelon of choruses. And so that's meant as a strong compliment, but it's also a challenge to you. Now you're ready for to move into the area of having the technique disappear and leaving us with the emotions that the technique helped you create, like building a little birdhouse or something, you know? Some people are, it's sufficient to them to just get the nails in the right place and the thing holds together, but you can see the hammer marks and you can see the tops of the nails. But some people, they recess those nails and they putty them over and they don't hit it with a hammer where the wood is. And you wonder how the heck that thing got there, but it's a beautiful thing, and you don't question all the technical work that went into getting it where it was. You're just, it's just the beauty of the birdhouse. And that's what we're looking for. That's where you're moving towards. And that's what you need to do right now, is keep honing the techniques which Steve has given you. He's very good at this. He's a strong director, you know that. And then let's let the techniques be subservient now to the emotions in the song, right? I'm trying to demonstrate a little bit to you what it is I want from you, and it's more attention to the lyric line as it goes past, regardless of the overall thematic strength of the song. Still, I want some masterful portrayal of lyric that we're not up to that level yet in this chorus. All right, comments. Specific comments, always. I love the way Steve has you out to accept applause and then in to your director to deliver the song with a minimal amount of shuffling and stuff. That's very artistic looking. Very good. A great way to open the avenue of communication of emotions with me as an audience member. Smooth and connected singing. And I know this comes from Steve, too. And this is a marvelous thing in our style. Unless for some intention we want to do it differently, we like that taffy-pulling feel, that wall of barbershop sound, and your chorus delivers some very good usage of volume dynamics also. But you don't want your presentation judge writing down a lyric line like, I'll be loving you always, and then writing, really? Because, you know, I just didn't get that from most of you. What I got was the words, I'll be loving you always, and the notes that were appropriate for your part, those things I got. But that's not the emotion of the song. That's the technique of learning a piece of music. When the technique disappears and I'm just left with, I'll be loving you always. If you've ingested it that far, then the notes and words, you took care of that a long time ago. Now you're working on the reality of the song, the communication of the emotions in the song. And that's artistic stuff. That's A-level stuff for us. Well, you're mid-B. What's next? Upper B and A. And so you better be paying attention to these sorts of things. We need a hand plan. Because right now, some of you just stand there the whole song with your hands in this awkward position over here, this side of the chorus. Every bits and pieces everywhere. What are you trying to tell me here? If the message is, I don't know what to do with my hands, well done. I get that. So let's have a hand plan. Maybe the hand plan is, for the entirety of the song, my hands will be comfortably at my side while I let the upper part of my body and my face do the valuable work at hand. Now, that's a plan. It's a good plan. And then maybe once in the song, there's going to be a place for a poignant gesture, which, if associated with the proper amount of emotion here, is going to make a lot of sense. But this says little or nothing. So, good choreo. There is nothing in your choreo plan that, if I were coming in to coach you, I would immediately say, let's eliminate this, let's eliminate that. It's all appropriate stuff. What's missing is the face to match the quality of the choreo. The farther away you go from this standard position with any part of your body, the more your face and your body has to say, hey, don't you like the way we did that? Didn't that make sense to you? It made sense to me. I just can't sing this part of the song without coming a little closer to you. See, those are real emotions that you can create in here so that it's not, they told me to go this way with my hand. They told me to go left, right, left. Here I am. Now all I'm seeing are pages turn up here. The technique. I'm seeing technical things. I want to see the artistry that the technique helps you create. And that's the level that we're moving in this chorus. Song one.
Remember everything I told you at the retreat?
You've done this
do
before.
He invented the choreography.
Very nice. A little flat-footed. We didn't overcome that between when I saw you and today. It's a little flat-footed. So as Roger was demonstrating, and by the way, when his face comes alive, his body comes alive. It's built into it. He can't do it any differently, either can I. I would challenge you to go to the same place in your approach. Nice use of dynamics. You did introduce that since I saw you last. And it did have a wonderful ebb and flow, and the glue and the singing was wonderful. We had some synchronization issues. Oddly, after all this time, I heard some word sync issues, which I was surprised to hear. But we heard them, and that interrupted our ability to enjoy and understand the story, right? Missed opportunity for when you work this further. Dave may not be fair always. What was that word we said could be instead of always?
Forever.
I didn't see, and this is why I was a little more Scrooge-ish than my friend here. I was a 64, he was a 66. I was a little Scrooge-ish on this because I didn't hear the story about your love forever. I heard a very nice song arranged by Mark Hale. Right? So it's very easy for you guys to get to the next level. Understand and tell me the story with your entire countenance, and I'll be able to put a bigger number down. So are you.
One more association of visual with vocal technique is volume. When you sing quietly, you should keep your body still. And when you sing loud, your body should be energized to the same level as your volume. That is visual interpretation coming up and matching vocal interpretation. So we work so hard as a chorus on our plan, our volume plan. For this phrase, we're going to take it from here, we're going to start at a 4, and we're going to climb to a 5 here, we're going to take our breath, we're going to come in at a 5, we're going to go to a 7, and we're going to go to a climax, and it's going to be a 9. And we talk about it with numbers and all sorts of things. But where is the visual component that matches that? When do we talk about our faces and our body posture being at a 4 and climbing to a 5? And coming back in at a 5 and then going to a 7 and reaching a climax of a 9. Why do we, as barbershoppers, always leave off the visual component of our music? You're scoring, you have 34 points left on this song that you could achieve. I guarantee I know where a bunch of that 34 are. They're in the visual aspects of your performance. They need to come up to match the quality of the vocal work that you've done. Song 2, Liar. Tune them, Steve. Tune them faster. This song doesn't give you much time to tune.
Yeah.
It's not like a ballad. And so, boy, you better be there and be ready and be supported and let your ear tune you faster. When you sing punchlines like insane, hang, that old line, they're punchlines. They need to be delivered bigger than life. They need to be delivered so that they reach the back of the hall. So let's have confidence in them, and let's go for it. And do it as goofy as you can, and let Steve tell you if it's a little over the top there. I don't think he'll ever say that.
We've never heard that before.
So let's, without affecting the quality of your singing, how big is that scale for you? How much can you give me when you sing, hey, how crazy and goofy can you look when you do it? Well, that's what we want. something that reaches beyond just the pit there, all the way to the back. That's what we're looking for. Don't pass on opportunities to give everything a new look, right? So I'm asking you to do all this work here, but I don't want it all right here, and then it never gets any better. I want it to build and ebb and flow, and build and ebb and flow. So opportunities often come at the change between chorus, verse, verse, chorus. When you get into a new section, be sure when you say I love you. Great little transition there. We'll give it a whole new look. We give it a new volume, don't we? We come back to a different volume, so we should also have a new look that's appropriate to that volume.
Don't do that.
The bell move, break. Is this?
Right here.
No.
Right.
We'll be having a talk. Okay. Good choreo plan. This is a very good choreo plan that needs that sliding scale of visual accompaniment and association. What are the biggest areas of the choreo? Well, that's where you should look the biggest and act with the most flair and allow yourself the most space. And then the places where the choreo is non-existent or not necessary or not needed, then that's another body look also. And there should be as many of those as there are choreo moves, and they should be appropriately matched up. Take it, Coach.
I love the visual plan on that. and honestly, there's nothing, and I think Roger said, we wouldn't change a move. We might change the intent and the execution and the strength and the vitality and the facial and visual hair. We might change those, but we wouldn't change the moves because moves really don't matter. What matters is your intent and what's in the story you're telling. Dynamics on this one, I thought, yeah, more opportunity, I thought, for this one. It was kind of a 7, then an 8, then a 7, then an 8, and then it became a very lovely 7 again, you know. So take an opportunity, because you absolutely can on this piece, because of the cleverness. Remember, we talked how clever this is, and it goes between clever and hokey and melodramatic, right? There's lots of opportunities to take that, both dynamically and tone-wise. We had the same character tone from beginning to end. We didn't get that Groucho. We didn't get that melodramatic. We need to go there with this piece. Otherwise, it's just, you know, a lot of words and notes. Pretty well sung, by the way. Punchline delivery. And honest, I couldn't see his page. I was on the other side. Punchline delivery. Right there. So we both missed the same thing in the audience. Loved your, again, I like the plan. very nice, big smile, great acceptance. I felt like you felt like you had done something good. Did you feel like that?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. And I'm sorry I was a little screwed. But his score counts, mine doesn't. So.
Two more comments on song two. You released them down the towels right at the get-go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't you spin and turn just for that second? With them and then back.
Okay.
Yeah, I would suggest that. When you're not looking at your director, there's no need for him to be looking at you. If you're not looking at him specifically, then you're just watching peripherally his vision. So he could turn and become part of the plan there. And then turn back to you, and that would be your signal to come back to him, which would be appropriate. Don't forget, at the end of song two, or song one, to come back up, all the way up to stage smiles, right? It has nothing to do with the mood of the song, right? If the song was always, then you end with a certain amount of emotion, hopefully a grand amount of emotion, and you don't want to snap right out of that, because that shows us how phony the emotion was. So, you want to create, sing your last note, and then, even if it's fake, even if you're play acting, you want to go, oh man, thank you. But you want to get all the way back up to here, eventually. At the end of Liar, boom, 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 yeah, you're already there. So, but make sure you get up to there. That acceptance in the barbershop style. Don't pass on that opportunity to get all the way back to that.
Can I give you one exercise? I know we're done. The glue between the moves is what's missing in the upstream, guys. Glue between the moves. So do the package with no choreo. Go from here to here and make sure you can sell every single word, note, and phrase just from here to here. Then put the moves back in. Because that's what we were missing. It was move, great, fall, great, fall, great, fall. Right? There's technical.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You did.